Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time before you let them stay.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And I know how you are, folks. You do it or die. You're the kind of folks that you're small business owners, and you're out there doing it, and you don't care what the people say. You're going to do it anyway, and you've got that attitude. And you've got to have that kind of attitude to be successful in small business, in the world of small business. And somebody who knows all about that, who has that the same kind of attitude that you and I have, is our friend Monica Luchterfeld, Executive Vice President for Business Development and Information Technology at Office Depot. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Monica, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Monica, let's talk about what's going to be going on tonight. The Anti-Defamation League is celebrating your industry, the office products and paper industry. They're paying a tribute to you, and you and George Wirtz are receiving the Torch of Liberty Awards, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a privilege for me to be both honored, but also to receive it on behalf of so many people at Office Depot who also make this possible.
How many employees does Office Depot have?
Oh, 47,000 globally.
Globally, yeah, 47,000. Uh-huh. That's great. And tell us about the Torch of Liberty Awards.
Well, the Torch of Liberty Awards is something that was developed for the office products industry years and years ago in support of the ADL and their good works. And it's a recognition each year to outstanding individuals within the industry, but more importantly, recognizing their organizations so that we can bring folks together for a wonderful event that's designed to fundraise for the ADL so that the good works can continue.
Well, I've known about the Anti-Defamation League for a long time, and as you know, when I was at your Women's Business Success Conference in February,
right,
in Florida, I interviewed one of their leaders there.
I think Daniela, maybe.
That's exactly right. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And she was on the show, and we introduced the audience to those who might not have known about ADL, but some folks might not have heard that interview, and so, or they may not be familiar with the Anti-Defamation League. Would you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. Well, the Anti-Defamation League has been in existence for, I'm going to say, over 80 years. Particular focus and the thing that has attracted me to this cause is their work in the last 20 years on A World of Difference. They've moved from an organization that was focused on understanding of religious bigotry,
mm-hmm,
to diversity and to both helping teachers, educators to be trained on how to teach, how to help classrooms embrace diversity, and children to get engaged so that kids can go to school in an environment that welcomes the difference of opinions and the difference of races and the difference of religions, as opposed to feeling ostracized because of it. It's a phenomenal program, Jim. It's touched over 36 million kids and
right,
400,000 teachers.
They've done a good job of training those teachers, and you know, America is a lot more. It's always been a patchwork quilt, or as someone called it, a Brunswick stew, which I like that term. But it's actually becoming even more so in the 21st century, isn't it?
Well, I think it's almost a plurality of minorities today. We have so many different cultures now, so many different religions and ethnic groups that it's important for those of us in business to help our employees understand it, because we serve diverse customers and we need to have a diverse look and we need to represent that inside of our organizations. And it's critically important that our children start very young to appreciate and celebrate diversity.
Well, I like the term to celebrate, Monica, because when you look around the world and you look at the success that's happening, the United States continues to lead the world in success in many areas, especially in the marketplace. And I believe that's because of our diversity, not in spite of our diversity, don't you?
Well, I do. I think that we have a lot to gain by listening and we have a lot to learn just to teach ourselves about sort of what the perceptions we've got inside of our head do and color the conversations that we have. And so if we can make people aware of that and break down a little of those misperceptions so we listen better and we hear better, I think we're better for it.
Well, and the other thing, Monica, is this is essential to me. This kind of understanding, this kind of a perspective that we all should have is essential in this world of terrorism and this war against terrorism that we all have that's going on right now, but more importantly in the marketplace, because Monica, you're a global marketer, you're doing business all over the world, but you just happen to work for a large global company. Small business owners are doing the same thing you're doing. They're doing business all over the world, and we have to be able to do business with people of different cultures, different religions, different colors, and different languages. And we have to be able to be, we have to be tolerant if we're going to be successful, I think, in a global marketplace. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think it's a challenge globally. Interestingly enough, the word diversity doesn't translate as well globally. It's not perceived in the same way that sometimes it's perceived as an issue here in the States. But I think that for companies such as ourselves, you know, we have a core set of values, and one of our values that we hold very dear at Office Depot is respect for the individual, so that our employees feel that their opinions, their views matter. And it's hard to really generate respect for the employees without that co-value of diversity. And our employees need to have it so that we present that face to the customers that walk in our stores or meet us on the telephones or come across our websites.
Right. Well, and the other thing that I happen to know also, folks, is that in addition to this recognition that Monica's receiving tonight, the Torch of Liberty Awards, along with George Wirtz from Georgia Pacific, in addition to this kind of recognition that she and Office Depot are getting, you guys are recognized on a regular basis by lots of different organizations because of your community outreach, the work, the things that you do for charities and for underprivileged people. And so I want to congratulate you on that. That's something that we have talked about in the past, and I just want to congratulate you and Office Depot on those things.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that's really interesting tonight, and I know you'll be at the event tonight.
I'm going to be there. Wouldn't miss it.
We spend a lot of our time and energy, both employee time and personal time and product time and dollars, getting involved in supporting nonprofit organizations.
Monica, pardon me, sure. I have to stop you. You know what happens
okay.
Now? I got to go to commercial.
You got to do the business.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Monica's going to talk to us about e-commerce, global e-commerce, a little bit on the other side of these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Monica Luchtfeld, Office Depot's Executive Vice President of Business Development and Information Technology. Folks, if you're using Office Depot's technology capability, you're on their website and you're benefiting from that, you can thank Monica for that. So, Monica, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Monica, and by the way, folks, I'll remind you that Monica is receiving, one or two people receiving the Torch of Liberty Awards tonight at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. As the Anti-Defamation League is celebrating the office products and paper industry, paying a tribute to them, and they're recognizing Monica and George Wirtz tonight. I'm going to be there. Monica, I'm looking forward to helping you celebrate and receive this award. And folks, that also means that tomorrow morning I will be broadcasting from New York City. I'll be doing my show from there. Monica, we were talking about the other community outreach things that Office Depot is doing, and you were about to tell us, I think, about the community really that you guys have built in this effort. I think this is such an important thing to land on for a second, Monica. Not only are you reaching out, and I see small business owners doing this too, Monica. Every single small business owner that I interview that's successful sometime during our conversation, they come out with, all by themselves, without me prompting them, how important they think it is to give back to the community. And you guys are doing that. But what they're also doing in addition, in addition to helping those organizations to do their job, you're actually building community among those organizations, aren't you?
Well, we're doing a couple of things. In every one of our markets, we've got great store managers who are active and engaged in their community. But we try to put leverage behind organizations that particularly touch kids and education. We bring them together at times to help them run their businesses better, so more of those dollars make it to do their good works. And we invited probably about 25 of the organizations we support who've actually opened their wallets, bought tickets to tonight's dinner, and they're going to be here to both recognize us but also to support the ADL and the works that ADL does.
Right. Well, and I'm looking forward to meeting those folks tonight. Monica, let's shift topics a little bit and talk about the global marketplace. You're as the person in charge of e-commerce for Office Depot globally. Your perspective is from 30,000 feet, and small business owners need that same perspective. But sometimes I think we have more of a 5-foot perspective instead of a 30,000-foot perspective. Can you give us any insights into how we can elevate our vision a little bit and think a little more? And when I say globally, folks, it doesn't have to be China, which I know Office Depot is heading towards China right now, but with some of their stores. But it globally could mean your globe, which could be across the state or across the nation. But talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I think, staying current is the hardest thing to do when you're talking about technology and when you're talking about the Internet. I think one of the things that I find helps me a lot is to talk to young people, talk to your kids. I have a great son, as we talked about on the break, and you've got great kids. They keep you grounded in what's happening with technology, and most importantly, how it's helping change the behavior of the shoppers of today and tomorrow.
That's
people
important,
are using,
isn't it? Not just knowing about the bells and whistles, but knowing how they use these things.
Yeah, and how people are using the Internet today for research. I think that the statistics show that almost 50% of people are going to go online and research before they buy. So if you have a service, if you sell products, if you are a consultant, people are going to check you out and learn about you online. People mm-hmm. are going to research the products before they decide to come to you, before they hire you to build their patio, do their screens. Mm-hmm. They're going to check you out. So there's a lot that you can learn from how our kids use the Internet and how our young customers use the Internet and how people today, in order for you to improve your websites, keep them current, keep them fresh.
Well, you have an outstanding e-commerce operation. In fact, I think if I'm not mistaken, Office Depot.
I've got a great team.
Well, you do. I know you do. But aren't you number three globally in terms of online retail?
We are. We're behind Dell and Amazon. So
yeah.
It's good company and number
pretty
one
good
and
company.
Two.
And yeah. But the thing I was going to say is, a lot of times I think small business owners think that they have to have the e-commerce capability, meaning they can take money over online.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not really true, because you said something a minute ago about shopping. There is something called e-shopping, which is all part of e-business. And if you can't afford e-commerce, or maybe what you sell shouldn't be bought online, you still need to let people shop on your website, don't you?
Well, you need to let people learn about you, at least. Shooting pictures of some of the great construction jobs you've done, or homes you've built, or projects you've taken on as a consultant, lets people get a feel for you before they make that decision to take that brochure you sent in the mail
right.
and engage you.
Or happy customers using your products, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Monica, we have to wrap it up because we're coming up on the break. And thank you for being here. Thank you for being our partner. And thank you for all you do for small business.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It was a privilege.
And congratulations on this award. And I'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Bye, Monica. Monica Lichtenfeld, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President for Business Development and IT at Office Depot. Quick break. Right back with Michael Stewart right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Circling the Nexus, and AB begins with fate.
that knows its own mind. Still be the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.